Welcome to St. Thomas Church, 5th Avenue, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Monday through Saturday at noon, we have shrine prayers at the shrine of Our Lady of 5th Avenue. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Ghost, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. We beseech thee, O Lord, pour thy grace into our hearts, that we, who have known the incarnation of thy Son, Jesus Christ, announced by an angel to the Virgin Mary, may by his cross and passion be brought unto the glory of his resurrection, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray for Matthew, our bishop, Ellen, his suffragan, Mary, his assistant, the Diocese of New York and all of its parishes, schools, religious communities, and programs. And we pray for the parishes local to us in Midtown Manhattan, Allison, Dean of our clericals, and this parish, our priests, Carl, Matthew, Allison, Mark, Prisca, Luigi, Preston, and our honorary assistant priests, and church wardens, Lloyd and Gregory, vestry of this parish, our staff and volunteers, and all who contribute to the life of this parish, and choir school, Chris Seeley, head of school, school's faculty and staff, and choristers of our church and their families. And we pray for the President of the United States, all who serve in the government of this land, and Governor of the State of New York, and the Mayor of New York, and all who hold public office in the state and in this city. And we pray for the New York Police Department and Fire Department, and all who serve the community as doctors, nurses, therapists, and all who work in the social services, and for all in the caring professions. Today we pray for the Diocese of Eau Claire in the Episcopal Church, and we pray for St. Philip's Church in Manhattan. And in shrine prayer requests, we pray for Jonas Bastius, Travis Lamont Sally, Gary Butler and Madalena, Edward Kreutz, Margarita, Dad, Uncle Louis, Louis, Uncle Ray, Uncle Bobby, Grandma Bessie, Grandma Rose, Grandpa Frank. And we pray for Peter Arniotius, Gudrun Reinicke, Charles, Sean G, Kimberly G, Melissa G, Vanina B, Alan G, Mary E, Isaiah F, Dr. Lizette, Jeannie, Christopher S., Patrick S., and Mary S.L., Patty, Dan and Pat, Ellen, Trish, the Nolans, Danielle, Grace, Pat and Dan, Leslie and Lori, Miss Darani T. Thong, Thomas Dentis, Basti, Josh, Alfred Eloise Hazel, Dorian Patrick and Richard, Andrew in Wichita, and rest in peace of souls of Joan Whittell. We come to you, Holy Mother, to ask for your prayers. You give us all encouragement to approach you as your children, whose brother, your Son, Jesus Christ. We claim as our blessed Savior and yours. Help us now, we ask you, with a prayer to him on our behalf and for his sake. Amen. Now we are having short sad mass in the Chantry Chapel. All baptized Christians are welcome to make their Holy Communion. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with a whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you and forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son Jesus Christ to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that lead to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Paul and Barnabas were at Lystra, some Jews came there from Antioch and Iconium and won over the crowds. Then they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples surrounded him, he got up and went into the city. The next day, he went on with Barnabas to Derbe. After Paul and Barnabas had proclaimed the good news to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, then on to Iconium and Antioch. There they strengthened the souls of the disciples and encouraged them to continue in the faith, saying, "It is through many persecutions that we must enter the kingdom of God." And after they had appointed elders for them in each church with prayer and fasting, they entrusted them to the Lord, in whom they had come to believe. Then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. When they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had completed. When they arrived, they called the church together and related all that God had done with them, and how he had opened a door of faith for the Gentiles. And they stayed there with the disciples for some time. The word of the Lord. The response to some is Alleluia, Alleluia. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power. Alleluia, Alleluia. They make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead and so enter into his glory. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father, Jesus said to the disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away and I am coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise. Let us be on our way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Recently, a young man has emerged as a beacon of inspiration in Korean society. Stricken by paralysis following an unforeseen accident, his journey of resilience and recovery has captured the attention of many. Despite the physical challenges he faced, what truly captivated people was his unwavering spirit. In the face of adversity, he radiated positivity, brightness, and cheerfulness. Even as his body grappled with the aftermath of the accident, his soul remained untouched by despair. This young man's unwavering faith seems to echo the peace that Jesus imparts his disciples. A peace that transcends understanding and circumstances. Imagine the depth of this peace, the ability to remain unshaken amidst life's storms, to smile in the face of adversity, to find solace in the midst of chaos. It is a peace that enables a young man to smile even when faced with the sudden paralysis of his body. Such peace is not born of human effort to resilience alone, but is rooted in an unshakable faith in the promises of God. As we navigate our own journeys, may we honestly seek to embrace the peace that Jesus offers. May it permeate every corner of our beings, anchoring us in moments of uncertainty and lifting us in times of despair. Let us not be swayed by the ebb and flow of life's challenges, but instead cling steadfastly to the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace. Welcome to St. Thomas Church, 5th Avenue, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to those of you joining us around the world. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Mm. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is a true Paschal Lamb, who has sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself, and when you had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Saint Thomas our patron, and all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as the Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I'm not worthy. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. As we receive Holy Communion, I invite you to make an act of spiritual communion with Jesus. May the body of Christ bring me to everlasting life. May the blood of Christ bring me to everlasting life. The body of Christ. Amen. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. Amen. The blood of Christ.
Amen.
The blood of Christ. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.